Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I'd like to welcome all you to the 9th Annual International Player Haters Ball.
We denied the virus for too long out of the Trump White House. There was too much squashing of dissent and playing on divisions.
Donald Trump was there. It was on his watch when most of those deaths occurred. And just about every step of the way, he was downplaying the virus, saying it was going to go away. I mean, to put that record up against Anthony Fauci, there's just no competition.
Oh, man. Hey.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If Senate Democrats are not going to pass reforms on H.R. 1, we cannot rely solely on a wish of winning elections.
When you wish upon a star.
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I think that statement by AOC about we can't rely on basically winning elections if we don't have H.R. 1, I think that's what you call a Washington gaffe, i.e. telling the truth inadvertently. I mean, they're counting on having this incredible ability to override the Constitution with H.R. 1. I haven't been talking about it very much lately because it looks like it's DOA. There's even stories today that the Senate Democrats are going to try to cut it down to size, you know, make it a little more, constitutional, shall we say, so that they could flip some of the Democrats who are not really that enthused about it, like Manchin and Sinema from Arizona and Feinstein from California. I don't know if Feinstein really cares about H.R. 1, but she doesn't care about the filibuster. And unless they get rid of the filibuster, they can't push through H.R. 1 and ensure themselves of winning in perpetuity. So we'll see how it plays out. Right now, you know, we have to keep our fingers crossed. The hysteria of the Democrats, or the increasing hysteria of the Democrats, can be seen by Merrick Garland, the attorney general. We were told, you may recall, 5 years ago, oh, he's a moderate. You know, when Justice Scalia died, oh, he's a moderate. You know, why won't they let it? He went to Harvard, you know. Oh, so he must be a moderate if he went to Harvard Law School like Adam Schiff or Elena Kagan. Or Barack Obama, or Adam Schiff. So now we find out that he's threatening to turn the Justice Department loose on anyone who is auditing election returns. They wouldn't be saying things like this if they weren't extremely concerned. And the fact is that the Maricopa audit is just about over. In Phoenix, they're going over all the votes that were cast, and apparently it's been pretty effective. They've been playing the cards close to the vest, the Republicans who've been conducting the audit. But the fact that all these states have been sending delegations down here to see how the audits are being done would seem to indicate that they're on to something. So 844-500-4242. There's not really much to say until they announce the results, though. So we'll wait. 844-500-4242.
Howie, we do have to play you this sound cut from Joe Biden.
This is just now.
This is just now. Moments ago.
Brussels.
So he was asked if he still believes that Vladimir Putin is a killer. As you might recall, he said that on the campaign. This was when he said it.
So you know Vladimir Putin, you think he's a killer?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So what price must he pay?
The price he's going to pay, well, you'll see shortly.
I think that was after the campaign. I think that was when he was president, wasn't it?
I don't believe so. That was with George Stephanopoulos. That was in March of... Oh, yeah, no, you're actually right. March 17th. It's when we pulled that. So this is
what... That was his St. Patrick's Day greeting to the president of Russia. Okay.
That was 3 months ago, and here he is today, asked if he still believes Vladimir Putin is a killer.
What do you say to Vladimir Putin?
To answer the first question, I'm laughing too. Well, look, I mean, he has made clear that the answer is, I believe he has in the past essentially acknowledged that he was, there are certain things that he would do or did do. But look, when I was asked that question on air, I answered it honestly. But it's not much of a, I don't think it matters a whole lot in terms of this next meeting we're about to have. The second question was, I'd verify first and then trust.
He's quoting Ronald Reagan. I thought Ronald Reagan was the worst thing that ever happened to the United States of America before Donald Trump took office. Now he's doing trust but verify. Trust everybody but cut the cards. Yikes. And then he said he told the truth. So in other words, he's not backing off what he said. You know, he had a perfect opportunity to say, well, you know, I perhaps overstated the case. But he didn't say that. And he did. He paused for maybe, what, 10 seconds there? 15 seconds? Pretty weak response. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, if you would like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. By the way, they're also taking some losses here in the courts lately. Biden has announced some programs to give COVID relief to protected classes ahead of white males. And first, it was ruled by a judge that they could not make white males go to the back of the bus when waiting for restaurant relief. And now they have, a federal judge has halted Joe Biden's unconstitutional $4 billion program to pay up to 120% of Black, Hispanic, Asian, or Native Americans' farmers' debt after 12 white farmers sued, claiming it discriminated against them. Wisconsin judge William Griesbach issued a temporary restraining order Thursday blocking the loan forgiveness program Biden put in place after saying he wanted to tackle longstanding inequalities for farmers of color. As the judge pointed out that what he was going to do was radically undermining bedrock principles of equality under the law. I mean, that's what to combat racial discrimination, he was using more racial discrimination. And Chief Justice John Roberts has put it in a decision, I think from 14 years ago, the way to end racial discrimination is to stop racial discrimination. And this restaurant program to make whites go to the back of the bus, and then now this other proposal to allow Blacks and other farmers of color, I guess you'd call them, to get up to 120% of their loans forgiven. I mean, that what is that but racial discrimination? So the feds are going to keep appealing. The Justice Department is going to keep appealing this, hoping that they can get up to some Obama judge and say racial discrimination is fine as long as you're just discriminating against white males. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Here's a quote from a recent lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal. The president's economists, this is a quote, are predicting the return of stagflation, unquote. Remember stagflation? We had it 40 years ago under Jimmy Carter, along with the misery index. It came back with Barack Obama in 2009. Stagflation crushes your retirement savings. The economy doesn't just stagnate, it regresses. A dollar buys less every month. You could already see it in the headlines. Inflation triples, gasoline prices spiraling, Democrats pushing huge tax increases on income and capital gains, the Fed's printing money they don't have. So what are you going to do now to protect your money? Well, many are turning to GoldCo, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at GoldCo to help you protect and to grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can take control of your retirement. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free IRS loophole guide today. If you visit goldco.com/Howie Carr now, GoldCo will give you up to a $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account if you visit goldco.com/Howie Carr now. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the VIP experience. Don't forget Dad this Sunday. Get him an in-studio experience with food, books, and, of course, a lot of laughs with me. To get yours today, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the VIP experience tab. And I'm just told we have some openings on this Wednesday if you want to get on board right now. If you want to come in on Wednesday, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the VIP experience tab. We have a lot of some days open in the future. Just go to the calendar and check them out. But I'm just told we have openings on Wednesday in particular, if you'd like to get in, if you're not doing anything. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who is the worst member of the squad? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, or Rashida Tlaib?
I think Ilhan Omar is by far the worst.
65% say she's the worst, 20% for AOC, 11% say Tlaib, 5% say Ayanna Pressley.
AOC is kind of obnoxious, but she's not up there in the same league. I mean, I don't think AOC despises the entire society the way Ilhan Omar does, especially for someone who was in a refugee camp in Somalia or Kenya. I guess she was in Kenya. They fled Somalia, her family. And she came in and, you know, look at what she's gotten away with. I mean, I don't think there's too much doubt now that she married her brother. Is there? I mean, I don't see anyone really denying it. And, you know, was she using her right name when she came into the country? Has anyone really denied any of that? And, you know, she's this, devout Muslim who, you know, wears the headscarf. And yet, you know, we have pictures of her in the Daily Mail last year bringing beer into her boyfriend, now her husband's apartment that she shared with him. She's been married now two or three times, depending on how you count her brother as her legitimate marriage or not. How does the Quran feel about that kind of thing? 844-500-4242. But she won re-election very easily. And I started getting daily two emails from the St. Paul newspaper, And every day there's this horrible violence. Last night, there was another Black Lives Matter demonstration, and somebody ran over one of the women. They beat up the person who ran over the woman. There was a new black owned business had opened up a restaurant of some sort opened by a black woman, and it had been open for like 2 or 3 days, and last night it was looted, destroyed. Yeah, it's just such a mess out there in her district, and they reelect her. The guy that she was running against last year had more money than she did, or close to it, and he was a qualified candidate, and she crushed him in the Democrat primary. 844-500-4242-508. Wouldn't you love to see Joe take the test they gave to Trump, where he had to repeat back the handful of words they gave him? I think that's called a Montreal cognitive test. I took that once. I did okay. It's not that tough, as Trump pointed out when he took it. And you have to repeat back questions and say what time it is and count backwards. It's kind of like a modified sidewalk Olympics, you know, but it's not that difficult. It would be for Joe, very difficult for Joe. 844-500-4242-603 says, how do you say in Russian to a battle of wits, Joe Biden comes unarmed? I don't know what it is, but I'm sure Putin is thinking that right now. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
The world knows he's senile, and we're suffering because of it. You know, it's disgraceful. But I just wanted to talk about the programs that these people are coming up with, the loan forgiveness ones, 120% for a minority.
Yeah.
These are backdoor ways of getting reparations, right? I mean, they keep trying to push these different things to get, and it's just another, you know, they're not going to give up on getting reparations, but they're just going to keep pounding different programs like this to get the money.
Well, and New York now is getting closer to paying reparations. And I think there are a couple of cities and towns that have, various woke communities that are talking about reparations. How are you going to decide who gets reparations?
It's absurd at this point. I mean, we've gone down such a rabbit hole. You know, there was a period of time where I think everybody felt like you had to, you know, no matter who you were, we were over that. You had to pick yourself up, get a job, and live. Stop looking back. You know, and now, I mean, I can't believe, what was it, Kevin Hart came out. He really had some good words about this divide.
Right. Well, he's been canceled himself, Bill. I mean, he should know about it. It's not like this cancel culture is just for whites. I mean, anybody who steps out of line has their head on the chopping block. And again, though, if you're mouthing the right platitudes and claiming to be woke, you can get away with anything, as we're going to see with Chuck Schumer. Mentioning the R word, retarded. No one's going to say anything to him. He's going to get a complete pass. Nothing to see here, folks. Just move right along. 844-500-4242-207. What about the election fraud in Omar's race, according to Project Veritas? Yeah, I don't know if that swung enough votes. They said that there were these people. I think there was somebody recorded who was basically ballot harvesting. But I don't know that that swung enough votes to make a difference. She seems pretty popular for some reason among the Somali constituents that she has in Minneapolis. I don't know if that they're a majority, but they're enough to swing the election if they go in a monolithic block. 844-500-4242. 508 says reparations go to anyone registered as a Democrat. Didn't you know that? Sometimes it seems that that's the way it's going to go. 844-500-4242. When we come back, Grace is going to have Hate Mail Monday, and by then we should have some more Biden cuts after Hate Mail Monday. 844-500-4242. 781 says, AOC is stupid. Omar is evil. That's one way to look at it, I guess. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And at this time each Monday afternoon, we like to check in with our fan mail for the week, whether it's voicemails or postings under Grace's column and my column in the Herald, whether it's emails, texts, anything. We call it Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
Yes, Howie, and Joe Biden might have been 2 hours late today, but the haters are always right on time. They did not take the week off. They were really coming at you hard, especially over your latest column about weekend at Biden's becomes Joe Biden's European vacation. That's where I'm going to start. Now, again, I just want to...
Did anyone accuse me of making any of the quotes up?
No. In fact, this one doesn't really talk about anything you said in the column, but he kind of, he paints with a broad brush on all of Trump's supporters. Okay? So try to follow this. This is from Vince. He says, one side says Trump is awful. The other side says Joe is awful. One side is mostly college graduates. The other looks down on college. One side sees the country as
Biden. If Biden is supported by college graduates, I think it tells you something about the decline and fall of American higher education.
One side sees the country as part of the world. The other sees us as on top of it. One side acknowledges diversity of the population.
I wish that we were still on top of it.
The other reminisces about race controlling everything, about one race controlling everything.
Really?
Gee whiz, I wonder who I should listen to.
I think you should turn off MSNBC and CNN for starters.
Seriously, too much Joe Scarborough.
Stop reading the lies in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the rest of the lamestream media.
I just love that when they say one side's mostly college graduates. Like, big whoop. I don't really care. Can you fix something if I have a problem? Can you sell me a product? Can you? Otherwise, why does it matter?
Yeah. My toilet stopped up. Do I want to call a graduate of the women's studies program at the local community college, or do I want to call a plumber?
Exactly. All right. Now, this hate mail is a voicemail, and it's aimed at your fabulous producer, Taylor Cormier. Let's play cut two, please.
How could you have Taylor read the police blotter? Taylor Cormier is associate of Jason Corriera. Felons of Feather flock from Fall River.
He doesn't even know how to pronounce Fall River. It's Fall Reeve.
I was wondering if that was supposed to be a French accent or a Portuguese accent. It was quite ambiguous.
Are you an associate of Jason Corriera?
I've met him. I have mutual.
So is the governor.
I have mutual friends.
Have you ever had your picture taken with him on social media, like the governor has?
Never.
Not that you know of. Not that you've seen out there. Howie Carr, hold on to your wallet. It's Taxachusetts time. All right, so let's go through some of this hate. This really got people riled up.
This is what I was talking about, the fact that the legislature on Thursday passed the measure to put the graduated income tax, the soak the middle class measure on the ballot in 2022.
And it's weird because sometimes with these columns, you don't get as much hate because most sane people don't like paying taxes. It's kind of, you know, a unifier among people, but not today.
But see, a lot of the people who are writing the hate mail, I'm sure, don't pay taxes, haven't paid taxes, don't work for a living, have trust funds,
oh, and can
live
I,
on welfare, work for nonprofits. They think they're going to do well by this. They're members of, to put it in summation, the non-working class.
Can I add in something too? I think most of the people in the comment section don't go through the whole column. I have a feeling some of them click on it, which we love. Keep clicking. But I have a feeling they go right to the comment section for some of these. This man says, poor Howie, crocodile tears. So bleeping afraid he'll have to pay his fair share.
No, I'm not afraid at all.
Where are you crying from, Howie?
I've got 1 foot out the door.
Where are you crying from, Howie? Wellesley, the Cape, or Florida?
Florida.
If Massachusetts,
I'm in Massachusetts right now, but I'll be shedding my tears.
If Massachusetts is so bad, Howie, why don't you bleeping leave Massachusetts?
Hey, what a good idea.
All you do is stink up the place.
Ooh.
A boom. Roasted. By the way, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. They have the best bread in the business, so make sure you check out Piantedosi bread. All right, now, of course, we are going to have to play this, Howie. Cut four, please, Taylor.
Three guys walk into a bar. President Biden, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and a guy that says he got into Brown. Which one do you believe?
We're going to have to retweet out my little postcard from Brown University.
You know, if the New York Post was writing a story about you, they would say, Howie Carr, who claims he got into Brown?
I wish they would believe me, but I do have that. Grace, can you find that for me? Because we have tweeted it out in the past.
I've tried. I think the time-traveling hacker deleted it from your Twitter. It was the craziest thing. I will look again, but I distinctly remember one day I spent, like, too many hours looking for that.
I'll look through it for it again today in my little black book.
All right. So another person writes, so one man liked your column about Taxachusetts, and he said, Howie, write on again, and it drives the Marxist libs crazy. This person wrote, actually, no, imbecile. What drives any honest person maybe a little bit crazy is when someone like Howie with the platform tells the public deliberate lies. Explain, imbecile, how Howie can refer to Massachusetts as Taxachusetts when the state ranks number 26 in the nation. Of course, Howie always paints his lies with a very wide path in order to spread his BS on as many people as possible.
It's usually paint with a wide, with a brush, not a path.
Yeah, he messed that part up. And then the guy says, why is it that Howie has absolutely no qualms about the money he continues to rake in from his numerous lying endeavors, but resents other people who make money?
Could we have some citations here?
Only thing Howie risks is choking on a free meal that he swindled out of someone.
I wish. I need a free, if someone wants to bring me in a free meal, I'll be glad to swindle it out of you right now.
Oh, by the way, Howie, a lot of people think our egos are getting a little big, so let's play cut five, please.
Hey, you guys forgot to put Howie and Grace as narcissists. Aren't they the biggest ones at all, ever, ever, ever in this world? Yes, they certainly are. They think you're beautiful. They think they're smart. They think they're absolutely perfect. But they are narcissists. Thanks. Have a great day, everybody.
I may not be the smartest person in the world, or in this room even, but I do know enough. If I'm going to call and leave a message, I turn my radio down.
I would say, and honestly, I would say you probably are the smartest person in this room. You can have a Joe Biden moment. It's just me and you in the room, Howie. You and I should say. Yeah, I mean, the narcissist thing is just, we get that. We get that a lot, so don't worry about it. Let's also play cut three, please.
Hey, so Howie, here's the best part about this, is you actually pay somebody to listen to me call you just to say that you're a wiener.
Now, there's a guy who's not going to be affected by the millionaire's tax.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Even if it goes down to $50,000 a year, makes you a millionaire in Massachusetts, he's still not going to be paying at the higher rate. Oh. Or at any rate, for that matter.
Howie, you tweeted out this story of the Dorchester man accused of raping a woman on the ferry from Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, Dorchester man who turns out to be a Cape Verdean illegal alien.
Right. So you added in that he's an illegal immigrant, and this man wrote back, the crime rate among illegal immigrants is much lower than among the legally settled population.
Right.
Illegals work long, hard hours, leaving little time for misbehaving. But Howie Carr is a racist, so he searches for such stories and eagerly posts them.
Why am I a racist? I don't know what race that guy is. I just know he's in the country illegally.
Yeah, if anything, that man is a little bit racist for assuming his race based off his status.
Right. He is.
How the tables have turned.
He is. Did he make bail or not? We don't know, do we?
I don't have that update.
We got to check that out.
Howie, I wrote a story. Mainstream media hypocrites really outdid themselves last week. You guys can check that out as well at the Boston Herald. I managed to get in Brian Williams, Jeffrey Toobin, Joy Reid, all of the really heavy hitters this week. And this person, Justin, wrote one article a week for Gracie, and this pathetic column is the best she can do. I actually quite liked my column, but maybe that's because I'm a narcissist.
It was good. It was a good column.
Howie, you tweeted out a picture of you wearing your Follow the Science, Ditch the Mask t-shirt.
Yes.
And this person says, speaking of fashion, you could always try wearing your pants on backwards like Trump did. And then this person
No news too fake. No lie too big.
This person wrote, what a tool bag. Oh, and then by the way, when you tweeted out the statement from Donald J. Trump and you wrote, quote, in quotes, Tony, this person, Stephen, wrote back, not sure who's dumber, Trump or his supporters. How can anyone support such a vile, moronic pig?
And what did he say in his tweet that was wrong about Fauci?
That, Howie, is a question that I cannot answer, my friend. Hate Mail Monday, one more time, is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916.
Did the Cape Verdean's mom have anything to say about him, by the way?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Yeah. 617, none of the haters pay tax. All the taxpayers have left for Florida. Well, some of us just have one foot out the door, but by the time the millionaire's tax goes into effect on everybody making over $50,000, we'll all be gone.
You started with one black toe out the door, and now you're officially one foot. You're close, though.
That's right.
Close to leaving forever.
That's right. You know what? Here's the situation with me now. I can't apply to steal a little digit license plate anymore.
What do you mean steal?
That's right.
Win.
That's
Gosh.
Right. Because I don't have a car or a driver's license registered in Massachusetts any longer.
Now you're fessing up about the license. Next is going to be the Brown acceptance.
No, I'm gonna,
waiting on that one. That shoe to drop.
I'm gonna look tonight for the Brown letter.
Okay, keep looking.
Or the postcard. I don't have the letter. The letter's long gone. I got a postcard, though, saying, you better send us the $50, Howie, or we're not going to reserve your spot. Okay. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
Summer is a time for excitement, whether it's leaving your worries behind and going on vacation for a few days or just leaving your comfort zone and trying something new today with HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, I can try new dishes without the usual hassles of cooking something for the first time. One of my listeners has been telling me she's trying all these new dishes that she was afraid to try before. She tried trout, which she'd never made before, but she actually had a backup plan. But it was so good. She loved it. Now she's trying even more exotic dishes. With HelloFresh, which delivers right to your door, there is no puzzling over complicated directions or hunting down ingredients that you or I will use only once. And no need to put grocery shopping and meal planning on my summer calendar anymore. You don't want to hassle with going to the supermarket. Very few people now are wearing masks, or not many people are wearing masks anymore. But you still don't want to deal with the hangover from all those one-way aisles and those social distancing 6 feet and 3 feet rules. Don't worry about any of that. Go to HelloFresh. HelloFresh will deliver right to your doorstep, a choice from more than 27 meals to choose from every week with new recipes constantly being added, so there's always something new to try.
Are you getting anything good this week?
I don't know what the mailroom manager has ordered. What are you getting?
I believe we've got the bulgogi coming in this week. Should be coming in today.
Excellent. So, see there, you never tried that before, did you?
I've not HelloFresh's. I've had bulgogi before, and I love it. So I'm very anxious to try HelloFresh's version.
There are meal options for different dietary lifestyles, vegan or low-cal, whatever, and inspired by different cuisines, even quick dinners and 10-minute lunches, even breakfast. It's perfect for switching things up. And with pictures on the recipes, easy-to-follow directions, and pre-measured ingredients, each dish is easier to make than the last one. You will be happy if you sign up for HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals across 4 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242 and mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
The usual saying about pudding and proof is the proof is in the pudding. You know, you don't need to say eating, but it's okay. You can say that. Just ask Joe Biden a few minutes ago. Cut 32.
I guess that old expression, the proof of the pudding is in eating.
But, you know, you have to remember it if you're going to quote yourself again later. Cut 34.
As I said, the proof will be in where it is, you know, 6 months from now, where we are.
The proof will be where it is. 6 months from now. Okay. 844-500-4242. Bill, the UPS driver, says, Monday is a big HelloFresh day for me. I delivered at least 10 today. That's great. You got 10, you're going to have 10 happy customers, Bill. And if you deliver to Taylor's place, that would make 11. 844-500-4242. Beth, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Beth.
Hi, Howie. May I please ask you two questions? I'd love to know your opinion on these two things. One, do you think that the Biden administration's handout to black farmers is really just an extension of Obama's Pigford handout where people who were not even farmers, you know, who had like basil growing on their windowsill could apply for federal money just because they were black and they got it?
Right.
And do you think that...
Yeah, I do. I mean, obviously it is. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes. Do you think the reason why everybody in the G7 is tolerating Biden so much is because we're now $30 trillion in debt and the Fed has been printing money like it's toilet paper to monetize our debt? And when the dollar is no longer the reserve currency, our money's going to be worth nothing, at which point we can no longer buy anything from China, including 97% of our antibiotics, which are made by China. So everybody else in the G7 is just looking at the U.S. saying, OK, you guys are going to topple over and collapse, you know, in a matter of less than probably a year.
Well, I don't know if it'll be that soon, Beth, but I think there's something to that. And I think there's something to that with big tech that they think, and you know, the NBA, even the NBA, LeBron James et al. I mean, they think China's already won. I think that's a large part of it, that they think that, you know, we are finally a helpless, pitiful giant, as Richard Nixon used to say, we didn't want to become. And they think it's over, but I think short term, they're just happy that they're not going to have to pay their NATO bills. Remember, that was part of Trump's stump speech that he made the countries that are members of the North American Treaty Organization pay what they were due for the defense of Europe. And obviously Joe Biden is not going to do that. And they're very happy about that. I mean, again, if you... if you voted for a mayor, or you suddenly had a mayor who said you didn't have to pay property taxes, or you had a governor who said you didn't have to pay income taxes, you would look fondly upon that quote unquote leader, wouldn't you? 844-500-4242. 603, you'd think Joe would know from pudding. Yeah, you would, wouldn't you? You should have that quote down. I'm Howie Carr.